All right, so yeah, our last speaker for the day, for this year actually, is Germán Gómez, and this is his first talk, first time doing a talk in general, so he's very nervous. And he's more nervous, actually. Yeah, he has a very low voice, so if you could stop breathing, it will.
Okay, do I start now? Okay. Hello. So this is the title of my talk. It's a bit long, but the short version is at the bottom. I'm just going to talk to you. I spent some time a couple of years ago making a Game Boy emulator, and I'm going to talk to you about it. Some introductions. That's my name. If you want to reach out to me after the conference, those are some of the ways. I work as a software engineer. I don't work on emulators. I use them sometimes, but it's not part of my work. This is mostly just a hobby. So I've done all of this on my own time. And I can emulate the Game Boy camera as well. So so this is the what I'm going to talk about today. Points 1, 2, 3 are going to be, I'm going to talk to you about my particular emulator, how you can run it if you want to do so. And afterwards, I'm going to talk about more generally about Game Boy emulation and how you can build your own emulator. I'll give some tips about the tips that I found that are useful for debugging. And at the end, some lessons learned, and hopefully, if there is time, some demo. So this is what my target audience here is mostly, for this talk, is mostly going to be emulator beginners, emulator development beginners. I find the Game Boy to be quite beginner-friendly. One of the reasons is because it's very heavily documented, and there are other reasons as well that I'll get to later. If you're interested in Rust and WebAssembly, you're going to see a use case. And if you're just generally a fan of this device, then you might enjoy that also. So why make this in the first place? The main reason I'm sure many people here will relate, or people making emulators, is the nostalgia. I used to own one of these, so I want to know how it works. Another reason, more generally speaking, this system is very attractive to emulate because of there's a huge amount of software out there, so you can spend many hours just trying games and seeing if they work. And if they don't work, then you can spend many more hours trying to fix them. And it's just something I do for fun. I did it mostly. I don't work on it much these days, but every time I do, it's a lot of fun. So it's made in Rust. The selling points for Rust are performance and memory save. My main selling point is that it has a very useful